This call is being recorded.
anybody. Oh, God, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Is week too early? This week. No, I won't. Hello?
Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. This is Barbara, who's there.
Hello. Hi, Barbara. This is Mona.
Hi, Mona. Hi, Yvonne. I hear you, too.
Oh, you know what you're about to say? She was coming.
Hey! Good morning. I'm good,
sweetie. She was just saying, please wanted to pray for her, our pastor and our wife. We just found out yesterday that her son is real sick. That she had just lost her daughter. Not only, I think it was just a couple of years ago. So it's just heavy. Yvonne just, she loved her first lady and her pastor. And to find out that they're about to lose their son, it just got her so stressed out.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah, I see.
What's her pastor and wife's name?
Pastor Alan Langston Jr. and Sister Patricia Langston.
What was the last name?
Langston.
Langston, okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Miss Barbara.
Good morning,
mm-hmm.
Susie.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susie. Good morning.
Good morning,
Mr. Evans.
Good morning,
Miss Evans. Good morning. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, it's Yvette.
Good morning, Yvette.
You guys have to hang on because I had a hand on. Good morning. Welcome to the Fair Victory. This is Barbara. Bear with me. I had my plans on reading, so I got a bit fine myself. No. Has anyone else joined the call this morning?
Yes, hi, good morning. This is Catherine.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Mrs. Angela.
Good morning, Angela.
Morning.
Good morning.
Brother Eric.
Good morning, Brother Eric.
Good morning, family.
Pastor Ty.
Barbara, are you having problems getting the computer up?
Right, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying
If I could help you I would. But mine's in the other room. I can't bring it in here. Oh, I'm on the landline.
I need to get to our hosting.
Yeah, do you want me to just see if I could run in and write who's going to be doing the
I've got that part, but I didn't know if there was any announcements or anything, and I didn't want to miss announcing something. But I don't want. This bear with me, you guys. I had not planned on hosting this morning, so I'm kind of not totally ready.
Good morning, Miss Barbara. This is Lisa. We can get the announcements at the end of the call.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. My name is Barbara Cockrell. I'm your host for today. Thank you for joining us here on Declared Victory. We're a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. This is the month of October. Journey with us here on Declared Victory to dive deep to seek and hear from God on His will for our lives and for the kingdom in this day and age. The theme for October has been now. What are we to do now? You don't want to miss the teachings, stories, and lessons that the declarers are preparing as they hear from God for His people. I have one announcement today. If you have been blessed by Declared Victory prayer call, you can give a love offering to declarevictory.org or victory.me, our PayPal account, or paypal.me/declarevictory. Your donation is fully tax deductible and will help us continue to broadcast. We thank you very much and pray it will be returned to you. A millionfold. There were no prayer requests on the app. Our lineup for today, our declarer will be Miss Angela. Our prayer warrior will be Patrice. And after we have corporate prayer, Angela will lead us in love, life, and victory. I'll repeat that for you. Our declarer today is Angela. Our prayer warrior is Patrice.
And after corporate prayer, Angela will lead us in our love life and victory section. May God bless you. Have an awesome day.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Barbara. Appreciate you early this morning. Thank you. God bless you all. Before we get started, this is Angela D. Holmes. Can we all please check our phones? Let's just double check, triple check, quadruple check our phones, and just make sure that that mute button is pushed for the continuity of the call, and we can go through the call. I just have one correction. I won't be able to do Love, Life, and Victory. Got to get my son to school, so I do apologize for that. But I pray that this declaration encourages you this morning, and it really gives you some food for thought. So, Father, we praise you on this morning. We thank you, God, for yet another day to lift up our voice to you. Another day, Father, to call on your name. We thank you, God, for rising us early this morning, oh God, in our right minds, oh God, which is a mind to seek you, a transformed mind. Father, we praise you. We thank you. Let the words of my mouth come forth only with what you have said to say. Let the ears be blessed. Let them be able to hear and listen, and that your word goes down deep and takes root. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We worship you. In Jesus' most holy and precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you all on this morning. October is just about gone. Oh, my goodness. Amazing. God's amazing. Wonderful month. You know, I'm just sitting here and I was just looking at something on the wall in my office, and I love it because it's right in front of me every single day. It says, dream as though you have nothing to lose. Believe as though anything is possible. Love as though your heart knows no boundaries. And live as though there is only today. That leads right into our declaration for today. So as this month has come to an end, the now message we are hoping has become an action for you, an action plan with the now. Because faith is action, and we live by faith. It's not stationary, it's moving. Faith is moving. Faith has a heartbeat. Faith has a plan. Faith is action. It's moving toward what you said with your mouth, because we know to speak those things out of our mouths. Romans 10 and 10. Now, this is a scripture that we've used for salvation in accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior. However, the scripture doesn't end right there. Romans 10 and 10. For with the heart, not the mind, but with the heart, not your thoughts, man believeth unto righteousness. What is it that we're believing unto righteousness? What are we believing God for? And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Confession not only in God's saving grace, but salvation. But what is salvation for you at this moment? What are you believing God to do? Circumstances or situation? What are you confessing with your mouth that shall be? What are you confessing? What are you speaking? What are you saying? What are you bringing before the Lord? God gave us dominion and power to speak those things that be not as though they are. Your action step is the testimony of your faith. Faith moves time out of the way. Faith moves time out of the way. And we've heard the scripture throughout the month. Now, faith. There's a comma there. So run the comma. It says now, comma, faith. Do you believe with your heart? Whatever it may be. To grow deeper in God, to have greater revelation, to become the apostle he's called you to become whatever it is in your life that you're seeking God for, both naturally and spiritually. What do you believe in God for? Praying for someone else, or for a situation, for the nation, for your community, for your business, your job. Your action step is the testimony of your faith. Or do you have an evil heart of unbelief? Now, I didn't call your heart evil, but God did. He said it's an evil heart when we don't believe. The word of God in Romans 14 and 23 says, and he that doubteth is damned if he eats, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And again, here's another scripture that has often been used for just food. You hear it a lot, preach for food. And some people go beyond, because it is beyond, and take it outside. What are you eating? We eat the word of God, right? And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. All that we do, and we know this, and we do need to be reminded of this so that we can do self-checks. What are you eating when you're chewing on the word of God? When you're taking it in, are we just memorizing scriptures? Is it getting in our heart? Are we believing it, or are we doubting it? Are we reading scriptures, hearing the word of God come forth, and wondering, oh, I don't know if that is for me. I don't know if that will happen for me, or that hasn't happened yet. Doubt. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Where your convictions are, that is the real you. Where are our convictions this morning? Our heart. Proverbs 27 and 19 says, as water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. What are our hearts reflecting? What are we doing? What are we saying? What are we thinking? What's stored in the subconscious? What's your thinking like? Is it full of faith and belief? What resolutions are stored in that heart? What conclusions have we come to on different situations? On people, circumstances, even the word of God. What conclusions have we come to in our heart? Your heart shows up in your everyday life, your actions, perception, in perceptions, words. What we speak out of our mouth, especially in anger, And sometimes we'll lie and say, oh, I didn't mean to say that. No, baby, that came out your heart. That's why it popped up like that. That came out the heart. It's okay. What you do is you admit it, and then you'll go to God and get it dug out. That came out of your heart. So our actions, perceptions, words, choices are determined by your heart. The heart is where we store experiences, convictions, beliefs, fears. It regulates the reaction of your mind. You have to make a decision to believe Jesus. So here in October, again, having heard months of words, declaration, instruction, correction. What now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to choose to believe? You have to make a decision to believe Jesus. We make decisions every day. Some without second thought. When we go to sit down in the chair, unless we know for sure that there's something wrong with the chair, we just plop right down in it. We believe that that chair is going to hold us up. We walk to an elevator, push the button, we get on it. We believe that that elevator is going to take us to the 30th floor or to the first floor with no doubt, no reservation. We get up in the morning, stand up. We believe we went to bed. We knew that our legs were functioning. We didn't even think about it. We just knew, oh, alarm clock, or if I just woke up on my own, throw my feet out, and I just stand up because I believe. It's in my heart. I don't even have to give it a second thought. I believe in my heart that my legs are going to stand me up. Unless I have other knowledge, unless I have experience not being able to stand up on those legs, then I'll have some doubts, I'll have some reservations. Last time it didn't work, last time it didn't do this, my legs just don't work right, they don't do this for me. You go over to the light switch, you don't give it a second thought. You click the button, push it, turn it, twist it, pull the string, whatever it may be. Without doubt. We go into the bathroom. We put toothpaste on our toothbrush. We believe that the solution on this toothbrush is going to do what it said it's going to do, what the box said, what the commercial said. Why don't we believe God's word like that? Why do we have reservations? Why do we have holdbacks? Why do we doubt? Why do we doubt his promises? Why do we doubt that there's favor waiting daily for us? Why do we give it a second thought before we believe? Matthew 9:2. Some people brought to him, Jesus, a paralyzed man on a mat. With some action. We knew Jesus was there. They said, come on, dude. Today is your day. We're going to bring you. Look at the love of the brother or family members. It's like, come on. We're going to bring you. We're going to bring it. We're going to bring you right to Jesus. We know he could do it. They would have never brought him if they didn't believe that it was going to happen. Can you imagine? It's probably thousands of people there. And they coming. pushing their way through. Seeing their faith. Faith is action. Seeing their faith. Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven." And that scripture goes a whole lot of places, but I'm just going to stick with the take heart part. Could someone please put your phone on mute? Thank you. Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven. It's a matter of the heart. Again, in your heart lies your conviction, what you truly believe. Take heart. Take what I'm doing to heart. Believe me in your heart. Your sins are forgiven. It's very important that we do a daily heart check every day, every day. What are we believing? What are we choosing to believe? Are we just memorizing scriptures? Or are they getting into our heart? Are we conceiving the word? Conceiving it, just like the natural conception of a child in the womb. Are we conceiving the word so that it can bring forth good fruit? Or are we just happy to hear it? And it doesn't take root in the heart. So then when you need it, something happens, here comes your unbelief. There's no gray area. There's no way around that. The word of God is given to us. His promises, his instructions, our blueprint for life. When we're in a situation or a circumstance, whatever the case may be, and we fall into doubt, you can quote a scripture, but we wouldn't fall into doubt if we believed his word in our heart, if we believed that all things work together for our good. If we believe that he said, "Come to me, all those that are heavy burdened and laden, I'll take care of it." If we believe that he's given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, if we believe that what I say out of my mouth has power, life or death, curse or blessings, if we believe that he gave us dominion on this earth, that I will speak it, that what I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what I loose on earth shall be loosed on heaven. If we believe that healing is in the children's bread, if we believe that there's favor on our lives, ridiculous favor, uncommon favor, favor specifically from God, if we believe that we've come to God, we've sought him, he said, if you seek me, you're going to find me. If you knock, I'm going to open the door. If you ask, I'm going to give it to you. If we believe his word, then doubt has no room. If it pops up, if it springs up, what do? Do you ride it like an uncontrollable wave? Or do you snatch yourself back and say, wait a minute, that's doubt. Lord, I'm doubting you right now. Let me go find this situation in the Bible and speak your word until it's in my heart. Let me go dive my face into this word. If I gotta lay prostrate on top of the word, say, I'm gonna pray and I'm gonna believe this word. I'm going to cry out to you for help. I'm going to seek you for your grace. I'm going to seek you for mercy. whatever the situation is, I'm going to turn from unbelief. God gives us mighty promises when we take action and when we believe. When we come to him with our words, when we come to him, what are we saying? Are we saying, Lord, I just heard a word on Declare Victory, you know, October 15th, and I need some assistance in walking in that word? Or, Lord, you know what? I've been hearing all this and I'm still in the same place. I'm still not moving forward, but I'm praying, but I'm talking to you. Lord, where's the disconnect? In Matthew 15 and 8, it says, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips. Quote a scripture. Quote 15 of them in 10 seconds. Draw nigh unto me with their mouth. God, God is this. God, God, God. Quote scriptures. But their heart is far from me. Shows up. It will show up. And if we are honest with ourselves, we can do a self-check. It's a matter of the heart. It's always about our heart. God wants our heart, not our head. And lastly, I want you to ponder a scripture. We've heard it often, and many of us know it by memory. But is it in our heart? Have we truly listened and taken it to heart? A couple of versions. There's the King James. I have the Amplified and the New Living Translation. They're not very far. There's not a difference, but I do want to read all three of them. Mark 11 and 23. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall, that whos, I'm sorry. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That is the King James Version. Now, the Amplified Version. Truly, Jesus is saying, look, I'm trying to tell you. Here's the formula. Here's the key. I'm trying to tell you. Truly, I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in all his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. New Living Translation. I assure you. So we got truly, we got verily. I assure you, this is certain. This is gonna be. That's the Urban Dictionary. This is gonna be. This is gonna happen if you. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, to your situation, your circumstance, whatever it is you're seeking God for, whatever it is you're praying, he's already given us the power, gave us dominion over this earth. He's not coming back to do it. He said, I'm giving you power in your mouth. I don't care what the past has looked like. I don't care what the circumstances, situation. I don't care if it's been on 100 or if it's been on 1. I'm telling you, Jesus said, I'm telling you. Listen, I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea. And your command will be obeyed. All that is required
is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Do not doubt in your heart. It's in your heart, baby. We could say a lot of stuff with our mouths. I've been in situations. I've thought about scripture. I have thought about whatever it is I was praying about, asking God for. I know when I'm believing that out of my heart. And when I'm not, I'll catch it and I'll correct myself. I'll be like, that is doubt. Devil, you got to go. Not just keep trying to say it and repeating it and repeating the scripture. No. It's got to be in your heart, and it's not hard. It's not difficult. He's made nothing for his children to where we cannot get to it. You have to believe. You got to believe that he has the power to do it. He has the power to change. He has the power to add on. He has the power to open shut. He has the power. It's nothing for him to do it. He's given us to do it. He's given us tools, a formula. Do this, and I will do this. It's all inherent. It's built into his promises. It's not something that he's just making up as he goes. It's built in. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. We could go back to Deuteronomy 28 and 29. Deuteronomy, he said, if you do this, if you do that, this is what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. 29 says, if you don't do it, these are the things that's going to happen. It's inherent. It's already built in. He's given us principles, given us the keys to the kingdom. It's multiple levels. Beautiful. What we say out of our mouth shall become. Got to be in the heart. When we do that, we can watch that river flow. Praise God. Pray that you have been blessed this month of October. Tomorrow is the ending of the month. Tomorrow's the 31st. We have one more declaration on now, and we will move into November. We are all looking forward to the shift into November. Thank God for you again. I will not be able to do Love, Life, and Victory. I do have to get my boy to school. So I do pray that you all have been encouraged and blessed on this morning. I pray that something has reminded you and brought remembrance to you so that you can take another shift, take a little more action, step more into faith and belief. Thank God for you all. May God bless you and keep you on this wonderful, beautiful day as I pass the call to our prayer warrior.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We thank you for the breath of life on this morning. We thank you, oh God, that you woke us up this morning, God. We thank you that you watched over us as we slept, that you let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh to us or our dwelling places. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you, God, for our minds being stayed on you, God. Thank you, God, for the activity of our limbs, for us being in our right mind, God. Thank you, God, for food on the table, for our homes, our jobs, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for life, God. Thank you that you gave of your only begotten Son so that we might be saved. Thank you, God. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us for our sins, God. We come humbly upon your throne of grace. We thank you for that word on this morning. Believe. If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. If you confess it with your mouth, you got to believe. Believe on the word of God. We thank you, God.
for this opportunity to give your name the praise, the honor, the glory that you deserve. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, it wouldn't be enough for all that you've done for us, God. Thank you for bringing us out of the muck and the mire, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for bringing us out of darkness, God. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the Langston family, oh God. Yvonne is asking for prayer for her first lady and her pastor. Their son is ill, God. We ask, oh God, that your will be done, God. You said that by your stripes we are already healed. So we pray, oh God, for healing for that son in the name of Jesus. If it be your will, God, let it be so. Comfort that mother and that father. Comfort Yvonne, oh God, on this day. Let her know that it is your will that will be done, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for every family represented on Declare Victory. We thank you, God, for this opportunity, God. For the vessel that you've used that so that we can gather together to pray, God. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you have your way in our lives on this morning. Have your way in our lives. Open up our eyes and ears of understanding, God, so the word that went forth will meditate in our heart, God. We have to meditate on your word, oh God, so that we can have it deep down on the inside, so that when something comes up, we can stand on your word, God. Thank you, oh God, that we study to show ourselves approved, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hide that word in our heart so that we may not sin against you, Lord Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for my husband, Jeff, who's been having dizzy spells, oh God. Bring it to fruition, whatever is going on with him, God. We trust you. We stand on your word, God. And he's already healing. He's walking in that healing. But I'm asking for your divine intervention in this situation. Order his footsteps on what he should be doing, God, in the name of Jesus. We trust you, Lord Jesus. We trust you, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. It is in you we trust. We pray for the world, God. We pray for all those that have been affected by what is going on, God. We ask that you comfort the hearts of those families that have lost loved ones, God. Father God, show yourself mighty, God. Show yourself mighty to those that don't believe in you, Lord Jesus. We trust you. We stand on your holy word, oh God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it sounds like. We will stand on your holy word. We are the righteousness of God. We thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We take authority over any foul spirit, any demonic spirit, anything trying to come against the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you. We honor you on today, God. So as we gather to take our phones off of mute, to give his name the praise, glory, and honor that it deserves,
Thank you, God, Jesus.
For the opportunity, God.
Hallelujah.
To gather, to give your name honor, to give your name glory.
God, we bless you, God.
We bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you on today, God.
Yes, we
honor you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. You are mighty and strong.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Rest in you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you, God. Your promise for a yes and a
yes. We thank you, Jesus,
for
that our heart for Dion and our family,
Lord.
We thank you,
Lord. Lord God, restore us, please. Give us our sins, Lord. Forgive me for my sin, Lord.
And worship you,
bless
us, Lord
God, in the name of any disobedience, Lord God. But you have shown me, God, in the beginning, I have to give her over. I know that my faith,
anyone else, finally,
forgive us, Lord God. This world is in your hands, Lord God. Believe not what we see, Lord. We believe in your word, Lord. We believe that you were manifest in our lives and in the lives of others, Lord God.
We pray for
those
who
are sick, Lord God. I pray for Brother Jeff, Lord God, that you will restore him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Guide his steps, Lord Jesus. Let him know whatever he needs to do, Lord God, to see the manifestation of your
word.
Our time here is forever, Lord God. We look
in the world,
Lord God. We will see your goodness, Lord God.
You
looking, Lord God,
for me,
and you will say, well done, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord, with your
beauty
and one day in the heavens, Lord God.
For
this day,
Lord
God, day, Lord God. Bless us on the highways and byways we go about, Lord. No danger, no harm from us,
Lord.
God, the police, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for everything you do, Lord. In doing and love of you,
Lord. Increase in faith,
Lord. Show out on my behalf. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
So bless us, Lord. Bless the help of my God, my family, and my leader, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
The Lord is the strength of our lives.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
We love you, God.
Hallelujah.
We honor
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
We pray for wisdom on this morning, God. You said in your word, in everything. If we lack it, we are
sinners.
God, in the name of
thank you, Lord God.
Give us wisdom on this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Build us up in our inner man, oh God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
We honor you, God.
We honor you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
We will cast all our cares upon you.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus.
Thank you for the one that we ask that you continue to heal, deliver, and set free. Father, we ask that you look in on the pastor and his family, oh God. I ask that you would cover them with your blood, oh God. As we give praise to victory and we adore adoration, we
praise
you this morning to you, oh God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you for the gathering of the saints, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
To glorify you, God. To honor you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for joy, God. Thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. A peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace that is in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you that you hear our prayers, oh God. Thank you for every family, God, here on Declare Victory.
Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, it wouldn't be enough to give your name the praise, glory, and honor that it deserves.
Yes.
And for that, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for covering us, God. Thank you for keeping us safe, God. Thank you, God, that you let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh to us or our vehicles on the road, God. Keep us safe. Those that are on their way to work, God. Keep them safe, Jesus. Those that have already gotten there, God. Keep them all day to day, God. Let them focus, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving us, God. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So as we prepare to close, we just thank God for hearing us when we pray. We thank you, God, that we had this opportunity, God. We love you. We honor you. We honor you, God.
Touch our body, Lord.
We honor you with our hearts, God. We honor you with our minds, God. We honor you with the work that we do. We love you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we give thanks. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. You just thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Have a great day, everybody. Peace and love.
May God bless you.
May God bless.
God bless everyone. God bless
everybody.
Love y'all. Everyone, have a wonderful day.
Love y'all.